Rose is ready.
Final Rose.
Final Rose on the final Friday.
Will you accept this rose? You're about to be my bitch, because it's Friday.
This dance on final Friday. We're here. It's Hot Boy. It's Shane. It's the cannibal himself, Mike G. And it is episode 199. That's a lie. It's
99.
Jumping the gun here, the James gun.
God, I can't even picture 199 with you guys. Shoot me now.
We're kind of like at 199 on the other show.
Yeah.
We're around there somewhere.
Long time coming.
Well, no, we've passed it, actually.
I have no idea where we are.
We're all over the place. Yeah, we're all over. Yeah. We would have passed it, because this episode is coming out on April 5th. So, yeah, we're past it.
We're on episode 399.
Oh, my God. So we're on episode 99. Just like before we jump into the final rose, because this is going to be a final rose review, we got to say next week, Mike was upset when we forgot the 50th episode, so we are doing a big one for the 100th. We are doing a movie very, very close to all of our hearts. I'm not going to say what it is yet till the end of the review, but it's going to be a fun one.
Stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, but let's talk Final Rose. Let's talk bachelors, bachelorettes, golden bachelors, bachelors in paradises.
Shane, someone call you a bachelor veteran.
I am. I've been watching for the last 3 years now, which is pocket change compared to most people. But man.
How many seasons of that are there?
Bachelor's on its 28th right now.
It's a lot. It's a
lot. I think it's actually the longest running reality TV show that continuously running without stopping for anything, because I know Survivor took time off. The Bachelor don't take time off.
Oh, wow.
You're really excited. You love your Bachelor.
And
you,
I do.
You watch every week.
I do.
Yeah.
I watch live some Monday nights, and other Monday nights I don't, because we're playing Halo, but then I watch it Tuesday afternoon.
There you go.
So,
what's the name of the show on this one? Do you remember what the name of the show is?
I don't know, but I'll look it up while we talk. But there are certain things they had to do differently, I'm assuming, because The Bachelor would have sued them. But they couldn't give out roses, so they give out dances. And they couldn't call him The Bachelor. They called him The Beau. The Beau.
The Beau.
I kind of like The Beau.
It's actually got a really good ring to it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah, no, this movie just did a parody right. Like, I feel like in every single way, they did the parody right. They even did the murder mystery right. They made the killer. I mean, it wasn't scary, but I feel like everything they did was spot
on. What was that mask he was wearing?
It was Kanye West mask. You remember when Kanye wore that mask where his like face was all glittery?
No, I don't pay attention to that anymore.
You love Kanye. Hold on.
And they actually like took that directly from.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it for you. Yeah, the one on the right. Doesn't that look like the kind of the mask?
Absolutely. Yep. You weren't kidding.
Yeah. Kanye wore that once. So this movie, I'm going to give it actually a lot of credit. It did so good of being a parody of The Bachelor. There was actually a 20-minute part of this movie where I forgot I was watching a horror movie. I legitimately thought I was watching an episode of The Bachelor. Like, that's how well done it did it. With the behind the scenes, with the production being like giving like context clues and telling them what to say or where to do, or just like the them creepily filming everything.
Everything, yeah. Like, you don't know like what they're telling you, if they're being genuine or are they just rolling. I was kind of hoping that, I was telling Caitlin what would have like really made this like a super clever movie is if you got like a raw cut of the season in the credits, meaning like everything that they were talking about while the cameras were rolling, they were just showing you the clips of in the credits. Because like they're talking to them and they're being like super friendly, but they're gonna frame that in a completely different context.
100%, 100%.
You just don't see that side of it. But I thought that would have been really cool in the credits to do that.
So, do you think in real life the people like working and show running on The Bachelor are like just as like soulless and superficial?
Yes,
probably. I think they're probably super savvy.
Yeah, I mean, I like. Now that I've watched, there's some drama on this show that is clearly manufactured stage drama, because like the characters out of nowhere just become evil And I'm like, production was definitely like, yo, a girl that was the villain got voted out. Can you just kick it up a notch? We'll maybe keep you around an extra episode. Yeah, like, there's like no doubt in my mind.
It has to be, right? But it does make you think.
Yeah.
And I see like how they did it in this movie. And I'm like, huh. I wonder if they do that. Like,
yeah.
I wonder how it's done in like real. There's ABC.
There's a reason why I have the legitimately like 40 seasons of both Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like six couples are still together.
That's it.
The success rate is very bad.
Which one do you prefer? Where the guys are chasing the girl or the girls chase the guy?
Okay. So the guys chasing the girl is much more chill.
Okay.
If there's one thing I've learned from this show, and I know it's reality TV and stage, but
say it.
30 girls in one house literally cannot coexist without all of them hating each other for the most part.
And because Shane hates women.
Hates them.
Okay. See, that's not true.
Okay.
But, like, the guys are very, like, for the most part, pretty chill with each other and just, like, play football. The girls, like, they kind of mean.
Are we talking backstabbing, hair pulling?
No hair pulling, but like they're just mean.
No hair pulling at all.
None.
Is there any like ever like a little lesbian touch up where like two girls fall? No,
but my brother was telling me one time one of the girls on The Bachelor started to sleep with one of the production assistants mid filming.
I love it.
And they actually had to address it on the show. And like,
wow.
They like, I forgot if he said they kicked her off or she just didn't get a rose that night. But, wow. Like, yeah. I was like, that's actually crazy. I didn't know that happened back in the day.
Damn.
But, yeah.
All right, let's get into it. So, there's this girl. She's got a daughter. Okay. She's got a brother.
So, let's talk about our main character.
Jess. Rose.
You might know her from such movies as Toxic Shark.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. Shane.
She was also in there's one other movie she was in. Toxic Shark's like the big one. Like,
yeah, I mean, I've heard of it. I just never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta watch it.
Like, we'll do it eventually. Well, we do a lot of shark movies.
Well, we can't do it too soon because we do a little bit too many shark movies. She was also in, now you're going to think, oh, wait, I don't remember her in it. And that's because she was in the other one. She was in Truth or Dare, but not the Truth or Dare we reviewed. The other Truth or Dare that came out the same year that also starred the girl from Sharknado.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Gotcha. Yeah.
I like the Lucy Hale vehicle.
You're the only person in existence.
You gave it a
perfect 10.
Like a 9 or a 10.
What do you hate more, Truth or Dare or women?
Truth or Dare, Brian. But if I have to answer that, Slender Man.
Oh, my God.
If Truth or Dare or a woman caught you on a bad day, you're not. I can't. Let's move on.
I don't even want to know what you were going to say. I'm about to take my sock off.
If you were to give a rose to an incredibly hot woman,
yes,
or just an average man, who would you give the rose to?
I'm going to say an incredibly hot woman.
And then that woman you gave the rose to caught you on like a real bad day.
All right. You make one comment that women can't coexist on The Bachelor.
She caught you on like a really murderous Monday.
The only thing I'm murdering on Monday is jackals and grunts. Because we're playing Halo.
That's right.
And you don't play with any women. Right.
Well, I play with Mike Jade.
I am sort of a girl, so I guess you could count that.
No.
No. Not, well, not with that.
Shane's like, absolutely not. You heard him? He's like, no.
Okay. So our main character, Jess, is going to, she's a single mom. Her husband left her, and her brother's like, you know what you need to pursue a man on a reality show? So he's going to sign her up for The Bachelor. The whatever the show is called, it's not called The Bachelor. And she's gonna be on it, and she's gonna instantly get mean girled.
Yeah, she gets mean girled right out of the gate by I forgot her name, but one of the ladies is just like her roommate, right?
Yeah,
it's her roommate. She's just causing drama to cause drama. She actually approaches her on the beach, and basically he's like, the more cameras on us, the more time they'll have us around. Mm-hmm. It's just better for us all around. The audience will react. I don't think that they'll react positively, but they'll react.
Yeah, they definitely react. Well, that, so there's currently a girl on The Bachelor right now. Her name is Sydney. And she's been a real mean girl. And she recently got taken off the show. She was on a two-on-one date. Joey decided to pick Maria over her, and so she had to leave the show. She's been getting death threats on Instagram and TikTok. People take these things a little too seriously. Ain't that serious.
The death threats are from other women?
Or just people in general.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, it's a reality show. Like, no reason to come at these girls. A lot of times they're just hamming it up to the, you know, the TV.
How's Joey, you said his name is?
Yeah, he's hot. And
the hunk?
He's a tennis player.
Ooh.
He's a good bachelor. Really good bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah, really been enjoying this season.
Love it last.
Yeah, but so that's the name of this show. So they're going back to your scene, Brad. That's where that girl gets killed on the beach, right? She's like the first casualty.
Yeah, like her. They find her tiara later, and she's buried in the sand. Yeah.
So they get to this show. They take away their like real phones.
Yes.
You think that happens on the actual Bachelor?
I believe it does because they don't want to have production leaks. Same reason they do it here. That's what I'm saying. It's all very...
So, like, you just can't talk to, like, your friends or anything?
You are not... You have to sign an NDA where you can't talk to anyone about any of it until it airs.
It's pretty wild.
Actually, when you, like... So, whoever wins, like, the Bachelor, Bachelorette, like, they're secluded from everyone. Like, they're not allowed to come out, really, until the whole season airs.
Wow.
To prevent spoilers.
Is that shit really worth it then?
I mean, if you actually do find someone you want to be with.
Right.
Make it last for maybe 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a good eight though.
Hey, remember, even he says it in this movie, The Bow.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we get to like
go to an island. We'll bang for a week
and then go home. It's a paid vacation.
Let's talk about the main Bow. This guy is fucking great.
He's hilarious.
He is so funny.
When he's given his like introduction spiel, he talks about his like charity and how it's like kids in crypto.
I forgot about that.
What was the Bitcoin line he has?
It's so good though. Funny. It's so funny.
Something about teaching kids how to fucking mine coin.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Like, I heard that line, I was like, yep, this movie's great.
I love what they do, because they do the same thing when, like, the girls are getting out, and they're meeting him for the first time. Yep. It's a big thing. And the first girl they line him up with is a really tall girl that, like, even, like, towers over him. And he basically tells them, he's like, you better get this. He
calls her a giraffe.
He very clearly says, you better get her out, or I'm walking. He's like, get her out, or I walk.
It's so funny.
Now, I feel like, what's the main girl's name?
Jess.
Jess Rose.
She wants love, but like they also make a point to say you get like $1,000 per
day
you're on, and she like really needs that money because of her kid.
Mm-hmm.
So she's never like fully invested.
Yeah, I don't think her commitment's like super high. She's more or less committed to figure out why are the women leaving.
Yes.
And like most of these other girls don't even want love. They're just like clout chasing goblins.
Yeah, they're definitely cloud chasing goblins. This guy's trying to do his best Thomas Hayden Church. It's just a crazy situation.
He fucking wishes he was Hayden Church.
Can we talk about the host, Lance, who THC. Is the greatest character of all time?
He was probably my favorite part of this movie.
He's so funny.
What about the Bow? The
Bow's pretty great.
The Bow is up there with Lance. Like, I also love the bitchy redhead PA assistant.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was really funny.
I love this scene. It's so good. He is so great. He's really funny.
Yeah, he does a good job at playing like your typical.
That scene is so great. He told me put the pieces together.
Why is this movie? This movie didn't like. It's not. It's like I feel like it exceeded what it should have been.
This
like,
is the crypto part.
My nonprofit.
How to mine crypto.
I just feel like this movie over-delivered. Like, it had no right being as like good as it was. And it just, like, I fucking enjoyed the shit out of this movie. It's so perfect. Like, the girls are like, the thing is, like, the murders are so irrelevant.
Yeah.
To just enjoying like a bachelor spoof.
Like, dude, even like the motion sequences, they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like when like Jess is like moving from the beach to the house at the beach and yeah. that shit's going on. But you don't even care and you're not paying attention to it because the rest of the movie is just great.
Yeah. Like literally half the cast dies in a sauna. Like
they kill three characters off in an instant.
Yeah.
In the spa date kill.
Yeah. But like, it just like, it's, I love it. The host Lance is great. Amazing. But then did you like, they made it so abundantly clear at the end that the guy, the showrunner is the killer. Cause he gives everyone champagne and they all get fucking poisoned
right.
and die. But then it wasn't him. So he just happened to have poisoned champagne for some reason.
Yeah. And dude, it was like lining up so perfectly that it was him. He has ideas that keep getting shot down.
Yeah.
He talks to the bow doesn't give him time of day, like the mm-hmm. bow always like discredits him, zero clout, like just is a disgruntled 25 mm-hmm. you know, year tenured fucking showrunner.
Yeah.
And even like leading up to the end, like when you find out that it's not him and there's like a big reveal when he comes up to I think Jess and he's just like he mentions like he kind of talks about like how he's been kept out for 25 years. He's like, 25 years I've been in this business and they still don't listen to my ideas. And he's like reiterating the reasons why he should be the killer and he's not. Yes. And I'm like, it's so brilliant. Like this movie's just like way like too clever for its own good.
Yeah. It's like, this is such a stupid, it just works. I don't know, man.
Also like when the main chick wants to leave the island, gets her to stay, plays her that fake video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was him too.
I do love how like there is a little bit where they're starting to make you think it might be the bow, but then he instantly is missing his head in a bathtub. I fucking love that scene.
Yeah,
yeah,
where the girl goes into the bathroom looking for him and his head's just missing.
They midway through the movie they play this other like plot line that this girl is involved, the girl that he's kind of hooking up with throughout the whole thing. You're like, she's just playing a bitchy character, but she does come clean with Jess that she's actually subverting, because this dude supposedly in college, I think, raped one of her best friends.
Yep. Yep.
And got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't affect his scholarship, didn't affect anything. And she's going to undermine this competition to expose him.
Yes. Which she doesn't have to expose him because he's missing his head.
Yeah. And this girl just got to hit the showers. Get out of here, sis. You're too tall.
Too tall.
You're taller than the bow.
Too tall, Jones.
They love
too
it.
Too tall. I think it was literally like an inside production joke. Also, we mentioned, but before he starts to see all the girls, he does a fucking bump.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a little snort ski.
But,
he does hit a quick bump.
Yeah, man. So, the killer of this movie is the guy production assistant. Like, he is.
Yeah, so,
he's revealed to be the killer at the end.
There are a couple of scenes throughout the movie. Yeah. Where he also, you know, he's bringing up ideas to Billy or whatever, and he's also getting shot down. Yep. So he's disgruntled too, but like I never
expected him.
Yeah, I didn't think of him once.
But it's like, I didn't even care about that because I just enjoyed everything else about this movie.
Yeah.
Best part about this movie is like, you don't need the deaths.
No.
Like the movie survives without it.
Because it works off of all their characters that aren't Jess.
Did you find her annoying, Bri?
No,
I find her a little annoying.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jess?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm not hating her. Like, I don't want to beat her to death like Shane probably would, but...
Yeah, well, Shane hates women.
Yeah,
hates women. I like the characters in this movie for the most part.
Me too.
They made, like, the characters, like, cool and interesting to follow, and they were not, like, usually these movies, they're, like, the characters kind of suck.
Yeah.
And you're, like, you have to suffer through the length of the movie.
Yes.
But, like, no, I was, like, drawn in by the unique characters, like you said, the showrunner, the bow, even Billy was pretty good, like producer, executive producer.
It all worked, in my opinion. Everything worked, and I enjoyed it.
So, in real life, you think The Bachelor, he's just, how many girls chase him at once? 30?
30.
How many is he going in deep with, you think? Half of them?
No, because I don't think they're allowed to until Fantasy Suites.
Oh.
And by Fantasy Suites, there's normally only 3 or 4 left.
So on this show...
But he could kiss all of them up until that moment, yeah.
So on this show, the girls that get the boot, they go to like a...
holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that happen in?
That I'm not sure, but I mean, potentially.
Because like you said, they can't talk.
They're not allowed to. But I mean, I'm sure they could.
It's all pretty sick.
It is. But that's
they're on a giant island. If that is true, like the holding is probably like.
So this is the thing, though. They film in California, except when they go on location, and then they go to like this last season they went to Malta and they went to Spain and they're going to like French Canada, Montreal.
I'm surprised they don't go to like South Dakota.
Yeah, they haven't done that.
That's where I would.
They went to Cleveland once, and it was terrible.
That's romantic, Cleveland.
I'm not even kidding. They went to Cleveland, and I was like, oh. They actually during the COVID season because they couldn't leave the country, so their locations were like Cleveland.
You could find stuff to do in Cleveland.
LeBron James isn't there anymore. Their economy's trash.
Oh God.
LeBron James was Cleveland's entire economy. Everyone knows that. Just ask Dan Le Batard.
Facts.
But yeah.
That's and then that. well there's also like the bow makes Jess. That's her
name. Jess. The main character's Jess.
Yeah. He makes her like believe like he's fallen for her.
Yeah, she fell into the game. And then he kicks her out. He's like, how long do I have to keep this fucking mom bitch around?
Yeah, well, and like...
Yeah, he pretends to care about her kid. They have a little kiss sesh.
Yeah.
He gave her the pitch, though. She's like, this is really meaningless. She's like, it's not going to... We all know it's not going to go anywhere. Like, just have a good time. She bit to that.
I know.
Because like you said, like Mike said, like, she's not true. She wasn't really totally invested. She didn't really know why she was there. She's a mom now. She's mom things. She's going on these mom dates.
Yeah.
Mommy time.
Mom time.
She doesn't even know what she wants, but she's just trying to make the most of her time and experience there. But
sadly, she fell into the game.
And then she overheard that he's like, you know, I had to keep his mom bitch around for like 77 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not like, she falls into it, but originally she like instantly knows something's wrong on the island. She was right.
She was always right.
There's a lot of like, I like the, a lot of red herring aspects of it.
There's plenty of those in this movie.
Yeah.
And then how do we end here? How does the movie?
Well, she kills she's fighting the production assistant, and she gets help from Lance, the host of the show, to kill the guy, the killer, and they escape.
Right, and then she goes home happily ever after, but two dudes show up at the very end.
Yes, and they're cleaning up the mansion, and they're going to cover up the whole thing.
Right.
A lot of death. Even Billy dies. He gets chandeliered.
He does get chandeliered.
He's dead.
From the chandelier.
Whoa.
That was my Sia.
That was good. I enjoyed it.
I think that's the best way to end this episode, right? From the chandelier.
Plenty of women die in this movie.
Yes.
Couple guys die. What would you like to see more on screen, just honestly?
Probably like the guy death.
So the guy death, you know, more guy death, less girl death, that means like more opportunities for you to see the girls naked, right?
Right.
But then...
And then more, bash their brains in.
Yeah, exactly. And for like you to put yourself in the position of bashing their tits in and then their brains. And then on the other side, you also, if the guys are alive, the guys could be the killers killing the women. And if that's the case, you could live vicariously through the guys and you know, hurt those women because you hate them so much.
From the chandelier. Oh, wow.
Dude, I can't believe it. This is episode one. I keep saying 199. It's literally 99. I'm getting very much confused with the final podcast because we just got through that.
Yeah.
But with that being said, the next week is literally episode 100.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Well, we should rate this movie first.
We will. I'm just saying. I'm hyping up.
Oh, you're okay. Fast.
Let him fucking.
I thought he was going into the big finish.
No, I wasn't.
Can see Brad being a bachelor, can't you?
I'm too short. But yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
What I'm saying is, like, you've never looked better, honestly.
No,
it's a delight. It's a treat.
You're sweet. Will you have a stance? May I have a stance? Is it may I have a stance? May I have this rose?
May I have a stance in this show is may I have
copyright.
A stance. Yeah, copyright. Wow. So let's get back to Brian hyping up the 100th.
I only had one of these tonight.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Can we deal with this reality? I need more.
No, you don't, because we have to drive home.
On Debauchery Fest, we'll just have the espresso martinis going. And next Sunday.
We're going to get crazy.
Since we're doing this so far in advance, when we do the episode 200 for the final podcast, yeah, we'll just have like them on deck.
Yeah, I like that. Sure. I like that.
We get them going. So yeah, I was gonna cook. I'm just getting really hyped up for Debauchery Fest. We'll end this show soon, but I just want to say, episode 100, it's gonna be a blast. We're gonna do a classic film.
Yes,
you'll mention it in a minute, but I'm just getting excited to hit 100. I mean, like, it's
what a milestone.
What a milestone.
What a milestone. Which means of our podcast, two podcasts, we've done over 300 episodes.
Crazy, dude.
It's a lot of content.
It's a lot of fucking content.
All right.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, easy. That is easy. You all knew or say yes.
Very easy.
Yeah, this movie's awesome. So.
Yeah. So let's hype up the 100th. Everyone knew we were going to give it a thumbs up. We have mentioned this movie multiple times on this podcast. We have mentioned this is one of the founding fathers of the podcast in terms of why we did a low budget movie podcast. So for the 100th episode, we are doing Last House in the Woods, the 2006 vehicle.
Yeah, this is one of the first movies we watched. Definitely low budget, definitely foreign.
Yeah,
But
definitely pus filled.
Yeah, definitely pus filled. It's a hoot. Is it on Tubi? No?
Rentable on Amazon.
Good.
So that we're going down the rentable Amazon route for this one, but well, we're going to do something really sexy. So we decided what's better than doing a throwback for the 100th? We're going to do a lot of movies in a row that are the founding fathers of this podcast. Obviously, we already did Rise of the Scarecrows, but we're going to hit with some of the ones we've mentioned before. I'm not going to mention them now, but if you think back to what we've said, I think you know what's coming.
Mm.
Good call. And then we'll move on to more Tubi originals.
Yeah, you need Tubi.
Which is where that's where I live.
And then Picasso Trigger.
We need Picasso Trigger.
And Camp right. Blood 5.
Oh, my God.
We gotta get there.
And
so much. There's so much to do.
So much to do.
So little time. Good thing we're gonna do another 100 episodes.
We'll get it done. We'll get it done, boys. We'll get it in.
Hell yeah.
Tune in every Friday for our final Friday. We are so excited and can't talk enough about episode 100. We're calling it Debauchery Fest. It's gonna be wild.
It's gonna get real gnar up.
Get real debauched.
Ooh, flashing. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, have this dance.
I miss Gavin dance.
Haha.